Our reading this morning comes from John, in the 19th chapter, starting at verse 38, concluding the 20th chapter, verse 10. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear for the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. So he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden there was a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look and saw that the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must arise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you will, join me in prayer. Holy Spirit, come, fill the hearts of your faithful. Amen. The second creation story in Genesis 2 reveals God at work, creating humanity from the dust of the ground. Adam, humanity, often translated as man, is made from Adama, ground, dirt, dust. Read in Hebrew, this section of scripture reveals the poetic nature of the Genesis creation account, beautifully weaving together words of Adam and Adama. The repetition flows forward like honey. John, in his account of the resurrection of Jesus, connects with this creation story in subtle yet intentional ways. Creation in Genesis 2 begins in the garden. Jesus, John tells us, was buried in a garden near the site of his crucifixion. Jesus, this God-man, God with us, is left alone in the garden. It's almost as if John wants us to know what's coming next. You left God alone in the garden. What did you think was going to happen? As we find out through the eyes of Mary, Peter, and John, when God is left in the garden alone, new creations happen. Life-giving happens. Inexplicable things happen. That's what Mary encountered that morning. That's why she was so confused that she did not know what to do but to go get her friends. Maybe they could make sense of the inexplicable. Jesus was dead and entombed. God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That was it. Creation was over, done, finished. But this is the first day of the new week for Mary, for Peter, for John, and the rest of those who are of the Jewish faith. And they rested on the seventh day. Mary arose and went to the tomb, discovering that this is the eighth day of creation and the first day of a new dawn. Christ, the new man, the new humanity, the new Adam, was raised from the Adamah. And so we find ourselves up early, walking, or perhaps driving, getting here as quickly as we could to a garden on this, the first day, on this, the eighth day, on this, the Lord's day. And we have encountered a new creation. As we ourselves walk on the grounds that were host to the place where God does his work, this creative work, we discover ourselves changed. We discover ourselves renewed. We discover that we too are Adam. And we are raised from the Adamah, given new bodies. Renewed, we are new creations, as Paul tells us. The old has passed away. And thanks be to God for that. Easter people, rejoice. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.